visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport, Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
For the 151st time, the NASCAR Cup Series is lacing up for a 400-lap battle at the Martinsville Speedway in Virginia. As one of NASCAR's oldest tracks, Martinsville has hosted a cup race in every year of NASCAR's existence. The challenges of racing here have been well-documented and consistent over the last seven decades. But Joey Logano says over the last couple of years, things are different, and priority one is now balance.
It's just a different ballgame. Fall-off hasn't been nowhere near as big as it's been in the past. The track races quite a bit differently. It's definitely a lot different. You can't really give up one or the other, right? Like, you'd say, man, I just need to drive off the corner. Well, that's what it used to be when you had no tire on a car. Now you got a big tire on the car and there's no fall-off. Hey, you need the car to turn. But then you throttle up and you can't. Your car's too loose. So it's really just getting that balance of turn and drive. It's not as complex as it used to be.
Live from Martinsville, the Cookout 400 is next.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Cup Series.
It's going to be a thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll and pass the race cars today, pal. Pull boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the Cookout 400 from Martinsville Speedway. Brought to you by Cookout. Cooked outdoor-style food at max speed. By Geico. Geico's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to Geico. By Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff. By hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Just step in and go. By Progressive. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $750 on average. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance.
37 race teams assembled, 400 laps the distance, race number 8 of the season, and the 151st time for the NASCAR Cup Series here at the Martinsville Speedway. Short track racing on a one-half-mile racetrack right here, live on the Motor Racing Network. You've already heard from Steve Post and Kim Kuhn. They're downstairs on pit road. Dave Moody coming up in a moment. My name is Jeff Striegel. Alongside is Alex Hayden and championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon. It is a beautiful day here in Martinsville, Virginia.
It absolutely is, and that's going to come into play based off of everything we've talked about and learned from the folks that are going to be competing today in this Cookout 400. Mainly, Todd Gordon, it's going to be about the sun that's beating down on this racetrack.
Yeah, definitely warmer temperatures than we saw in practice. We saw rubber get laid down in practice. It's going to be interesting to see how well this track takes rubber and if it over-rubbers and we start to have chase different lanes.
And we've got a beautiful day, don't we, Todd? Blue sky, sunshine, temperatures in the mid-60s right here in Martinsville. Good crowd on hand. They're ready to go. We're ready to go. We know the drivers are. So let's go trackside right now for the command.
Here to give the command for the Cookout 400 are two Hendrick Motorsports legends. Jeff Gordon scored 9 Cup Series wins here, including his last career victory in 2015. And Jeff Bodine, who earned Hendrick Motorsports their first ever checkered flag 40 years ago here at Martinsville. They're joined today by Cookout representative Rue Reeves.
Race fans, help us get this race started on 3, 1, 2, 3, drivers, start your engines.
Engines come to life on the pit lane as the Bandit flight team comes overhead one more time on a perfect day to go short track racing in Martinsville, Virginia.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with Geico, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Oh, whyest must dairy disagree with me so savagely?
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Soil health is one of the most important parts of your farm. Without good soil health, crop yields are affected, and so is your bottom line. Bluff Country Feed and Seed can help improve your soil health with products from Midwestern BioAg. With dry and liquid biologic fertilizers that help the soil hold nutrients for your crop, to soil and plant testing to find out how much and what type of fertilizer you need. Bluff Country Feed and Seed will improve your farm's profitability through improved soil health. Start improving your farm's soil health today. Call or visit Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi or visit them online at bluffcountryfs.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
We welcome you back here to Martinsville Speedway as we get set to go for the Cookout 400 for the NASCAR Cup Series. Last seven races here at the Martinsville Speedway have been won by seven different drivers.
Wouldn't be surprised to see it go to eight after today. We'll find out together. Here's the numbers that you need to know for today. We already mentioned it is a 400 lapper. That's the scheduled distance. Don't be surprised if we take it all the way to overtime. Stage one done at lap 80. Stage two complete at lap 180. Then 220 more laps will take us to the checkered flag around this half mile racetrack. They refer to it as the paperclip. Why don't we bring in one more voice ready to call the action for you today on the Motor Racing Network. He's the top of the grandstands just outside of turn number three from Barrie, Vermont. It is Dave Moody.
Thank you, Jeff Striegel. Good afternoon once again, everybody. They call it the paperclip for very good reason. This track, the smallest on the NASCAR Cup Series circuit, just a half a mile in length. The vast majority of that is straightaways. It's like two tiny drag strips with hairpin turns at either end. The layout is also a little bit different. The bottom two grooves in the corners are concrete. The rest of it is asphalt. Only 4 degrees of banking in the turns. Not enough to help you if your car not handling well. One more complicated to deal with. There is a red and white striped curb on the inside of that low groove. It's about 4 or 5 inches tall, and if you hit it, it will absolutely move you to the right and out into traffic. We've seen a number of pileups in turn three over the years because somebody bumped that curb. That's enough to handle for these drivers. They'll do it all afternoon, and we'll watch them work here from high above turn three at Martinsville.
And that is a heck of a curbing down there inside turns one and two, as well as three and four. 10 inches tall if you get up there. Sometimes these cars sitting so low to the ground, they're going to get stuck on that curbing. We hope that doesn't happen. Now, time for some inside information on the Cookout 400. We'll start at the exit of pit road and the Motor Racing Network lead pit reporter from Halstead, Pennsylvania, Steve Post.
Martinsville Speedway is such a special spot for Hendrick Motorsports. Hendrick's celebrating their 40th anniversary this year, and it goes back to April 29th, back in 1984, in their eighth race, the Sovereign Bank 500. Jeff Bodine in what was going to be Hendrick Motorsports, or Rick Hendrick's All-Star Racing Team's last race, won the race. They secured sponsorship, and the rest, as they say, is history. Hendrick drivers have won here 28 times. Nine different drivers have done it, including the four drivers currently driving for Hendrick Motorsports. Back in 2020, it was Chase Elliott. 2021, Alex Bowman picked up the win. William Byron won here in 2022, and Kyle Larson was the winner last year in this race. Kyle also put his Chevy Camaro on the pole. Over here in turn number two, a great group, Hendrick Motorsports, over 1,500 associates from Hendrick Motorsports, all decked out in red down here, cheering on their drivers. They are here. Rick Hendrick, one of the co-grand marshals, not able to make it, had some knee replacement surgery. We wish our best to Mr. H here as he watches from afar, and everybody here watches Hendrick Motorsports drivers see if they can get win number 29 here at Martinsville Speedway. Kim?
Well, NASCAR's in the beginning of its season. College basketball, their season's coming to a close. Now, why are we talking about basketball at a NASCAR race? Reigning championship crew chief Jonathan Hassler studied mechanical engineering at Purdue University. Purdue beat NC State yesterday and will play the title game against UConn tomorrow for the first time since 1969. Now, Hassler ordered pizzas for the team last night. They watched the game together in the hotel lobby. He said it was a good team-building exercise. He's fired up after the win last night, and he's bringing that enthusiasm to the track here today. He told me, boiler up. That's the team's war cry. He kind of joked if the team needs a little amping up, he might use Purdue's boiler up today on the radio. And if you're interested, Hassler's driver, Ryan Blaney, well, he picked UConn to win it all. So maybe some headbutting there between driver and crew chief.
What do you have for tomorrow?
I like UConn. I do. I really do.
I got to go Big Ten. I'll take Purdue.
You're in the Big Ten country. By the way, he's not the only Purdue Boilermaker crew chief calling a race today. Denny Hamlin's crew chief, Chris Gabehart, also a Boilermaker from Purdue University.
That's the broadcast team for you here this afternoon. Steve Post, Kim Kuhn, they're on pit road. Dave Moody outside turn number three. Again, my name is Jeff Striegel. Alongside is Alex Hayden and a crew chief that won here with Joey Logano, and that is Todd Gordon. And Todd, 400 laps here. How do you break it down? This is going to be a long and physical afternoon.
Yeah, fortunately, it's not 500 here for the spring, but 400 here is still a grind. Stage one goes to lap 80. You can go straight through to that. Fuel window should be around 175 laps. Stage two at 180. That's going to be a little bit longer, 90 laps probably once we get the caution through. You've got to use those two stages to work your way forward to get yourself in position, because that last run, you're only going to probably have one stop that you make in that final run after stage two. You've got to be in position to fight up front at that point. Got to figure out how to get your car where it drives to where it needs to be. And if you can't get it that way, you got to figure out how to strategize your way with cautions into flipping a little track position.
Track position is key here at Martinsville Speedway, as it is most every other track we go to. But when you look at it, the last time we were raced here back on October 29th, Ryan Blaney won. The next race before that, back in April of 23, Kyle Larson won. Go back to 2022 in October, Christopher Bell won. Why do I bring them up? The last three winners here at Martinsville Speedway started the race outside the top 10. So it doesn't matter if you're a top 10 starter or not. You can go to victory lane here at Martinsville.
We know it's going to be a physical afternoon, that is for sure. Before we put him under the green flag, one more trip out to visit with Dave Moody. Dave, just paint the picture here. What a sight. You've got campers to your left. You've got fans to your right. And an absolute picture. Perfect day here at the Paperclip.
Could not ask for better. It's been a little bit chilly for Friday night's truck race. Not bad last night for the Xfinity run, but this is absolutely Chamber of Commerce weather for Martinsville, Virginia at this time of year. Best seats in the house, I think, might be that motorhome overlook that Martinsville Speedway built about 4 or 5 years ago. It's prime seating, great spot. Right there with your motorhome, with your cocktails, with your snacks. Can't imagine a better place to watch, except for this one right here, surrounded by a few thousand of my closest personal friends in turn three.
Well, and they are watching from their motorhome spots, and they're waving at us as well. So we saw that out there. So they got great seats right atop the back straightaway. We're just a couple of laps away from getting the Cookout 400 underway. Kyle Larson and Bubba Wallace on the front row. They were separated in qualifying by 2/1000ths of a second.
You had a chance to watch them practice. We watched them qualify here yesterday. One driver or two bubble to the top. I mean, we know Kyle Larson's going to be good. He's always good. Give me another name or two to keep an eye on today.
I think they're going to come out of the Stewart-Haas Racing Stables. Those two Ford Mustang Dark Horses Todd, you talked about it. You like Chase Briscoe. You like Josh Berry as well. I think Ryan Preece can sneak up here and be a factor in this thing.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the Stewart Haas cars are sneaky good, and what I looked through in practice. And Josh Berry, I look at him, great momentum, great run last weekend. Felt like they were better than the finish they had, but they put a great race together, and he's a good short track racer. Be interested to see how the Stewart Haas program comes forward today.
We just got the one-to-go signal from atop the flag stand. Greg Harris manning the flags for the Cookout 400. Jesse Delavote is driving the pace car today for the NASCAR Cup Series. Two by two, they begin to bunch up behind that blue and white Cookout logoed Chevrolet Camaro, and we're getting closer and closer to the start of today's NASCAR Cup Series race. And to call the start of the Cookout 400 here on the Motor Racing Network from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Here's Jeff Striegel.
Buckle up. It is time to go here. The Martinsville Speedway, the Cookout 400, the NASCAR Cup Series. Off turn number four, looking at the starter stand, waiting for the green flag. It is in the air, and we are underway. Kyle Larson will lead the field back to turn number one. Bubba Wallace, though, will work out to his outside.
Wallace still about halfway up in that high groove, but he's got room to slide down. If he wants to, he'll take advantage of that. Larson to the lead. Wallace in second. Chase Elliott third as Truex goes wide.
Truex slips way up the racetrack. He's going to give up another spot. Chase Briscoe will slide by to his left elbow, and Joey Logano is on the scene now.
Briscoe now goes to the number four position. Martin Truex Jr. slides down into that low lane. He's got company up high from Joey Logano. More company on the back bumper. That's Josh Berry.
And Josh right there just waiting to see if that inside lane will open up. It has not yet. Truex to the inside. Joey Logano to the outside.
We're going to see what Joey's got in that high lane here very, very quickly, because they're all lined up downstairs. Either he's going to find himself some room. He's done it just now as he slams the door across the nose of Josh Berry.
Way too soon for Josh Berry to get physical here at Martinsville. He'll roll out of the throttle and give the spot to Joey Logano. That is position number six on the racetrack. Further back, Ross Chastain and Alex Bowman getting after.
The Mellon Man going to the outside of the Alex Bowman machine. They will drag race side by side down the backstretch into turn number three. Bowman with the advantage. Chastain looking to slide in front of Brad Keselowski.
That is the battle for 11th. Give it to Alex Bowman. Chastain will indeed slide across the nose of Brad Keselowski. Right behind Brad, they go side by side.
They're a single file all the way back to about 13th or 14th position. That's where Ryan Blaney dive bombs down to the inside. He'll slide under Todd Gilliland.
Does indeed. Gilliland to the outside lane. William Byron is there. Ty Gibbs is there. And Austin Cindric is right on the bottom of the racetrack.
That was a very aggressive move this early in the race for Ryan Blaney. He just drove it in about four car lengths deeper than Todd Gilliland was able to do. Hasn't been able to clear him yet. Todd is tough upstairs.
Austin Cindric now working down to the inside on Todd Gilliland. Cindric right there. Gilliland to the outside. Then it's Ty Gibbs. He's side by side with William Byron.
Here they come down the back straightaway off turn number two. Gilliland giving it a really good run in that outside lane. He nearly has cleared Cindric.
Cindric rallies right back. They nearly make contact up off of turn number four as we put lap number seven of 400 up on the leaderboard. These two drivers still getting effort in turn two.
Nose to nose all the way around this half-mile racetrack. This will be the fourth lap without a verdict. Now Gilliland will give up the fight. He buries it down low across the nose of the William Byron machine in turn three.
Big time block by Todd on William Byron. Eight down out front. Kyle Larson. He's got three over Bubba Wallace. Bubba's got five back to Chase Elliott, two back to Chase Briscoe, and then Martin Truex Jr.'s got company now. Joey Logano is right there. Truex has fifth. Joey Logano riding in sixth. They're back in turn one.
Here they come off turn number two to the back straightaway. We talked in the pre-race about how much rubber this track would take in the early going. A good streak of black rubber being laid down just to the outside of that low groove.
Where the majority of these drivers are planting those right side Goodyear Racing Eagle tires there. Todd, you were talking, and we're hearing some of the drivers talk about how the rubber can build on top of itself and begin to clump up just a bit. How long into a green flag run would something like that take place?
I would think if we continue to take rubber, you're probably looking at lap 50, lap 60 before we start to see that. Guys are still wrapping. We're at lap 11 right now. still wrapping around that, building that black, but the clumping, I think, would be 50, 60 laps in.
Elk Grove, California native Kyle Larson at the front of the field right now in the Chevrolet. He is followed by Bubba Wallace in the Toyota. Then we've got the teammate to Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, riding third before we see the first Ford, and that, of course, is Chase Briscoe. Now, right behind that, Dave, that ongoing battle for fifth continues.
Here they come off turn number two. Martin Truex Jr. has got the race car he wants here in the early going. It's solid enough to run a distant fifth, and he's got a trunk full of Joey Logano.
Logano charges into the corner, rolls out of the throttle midpoint, tries to get a run down the front straightaway, can't do it. He'll remount the challenge right now in turn one.
Martin Truex Jr. altering his line a bit to try and suit the handling of his respective race car. Down the back stretch into turn three, he takes a little higher entry, then hits the bottom of the racetrack midway, and with a wide exit off turn four.
We are just underway. 14 laps are complete. Kyle Larson has led all 14. Bubba Wallace, Chase Elliott, Chase Briscoe, Martin Truex Jr. That's your top five at the moment.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane. Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast, The 1993 Season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Hendrick Motorsports and Joe Gibbs Racing have combined to win 8 out of the last 9 visits here to the Martinsville Speedway. And right now, a Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet is leading the field here on lap number 18. Kyle Larson out front over Bubba Wallace, Chase Elliott, Chase Briscoe, and Martin Truex Jr. We'll get an update on Martin when we come back. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your 6th oil change when you get 5. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Two laps are complete. We'll take you all the way to lap 80 before we see the green and white checkered flag. No change in the top five. In fact, the only change is Kyle Larson and Bubba Wallace are way out front at the moment over Chase Elliott, Chase Briscoe, and Martin Truex Jr. Now, Martin had been battling Joey Logano for fifth, but Dave, at the moment, Martin pretty much solid right there in position number five.
He has pulled away from Logano by about 4, maybe 5 car lengths. I don't think that's indicative of a perfect race car, though. Martin Truex Jr. coming into the corners, that car is definitely tight. It does not want to rotate, particularly in the middle. And when that happens, you put a little more steering wheel into it and a little more trying to get it to turn. And when it finally does take a bite, about half the time, the rear end breaks. breaks loose on acceleration from turn four. MTJ, though, a former series champion, a veteran driver, he knows exactly how to change his line to get the most out of that race car right now.
Kim Kuhn is down in the Martin Truex Jr. pit. Kim, what are they saying?
Can confirm about 15 laps into the race. Martin already on the radio to the team saying he is way too tight, can't get to the center like he wants to, or off. That veteran driver looking for more out of that race car. It's going to be a while, though, before he can get in for changes. He'll just have to work a different line to find what he needs from the racetrack.
So right now he rides position number five, but he is a full corner first, or turn three and turn four. The distance, Truex is behind race leader Kyle Larson and Bubba Wallace, who right now, Alex Hayden, are in heavy-duty traffic, lapping big time, beginning here at Martinsville early.
Yeah, they are. Just passed a couple of the colleague cars and Daniel Hemric and Josh Williams. Now Kyle Larson, race leader, a little loose on exit of turn four, trying to get to the inside of Austin Dillon. Dillon's a driver who's got some top five finishes here, but right now, Dave, he's struggling.
Yeah, it's been a tough, tough season for Austin Dillon and the Richard Childress Racing number three Chevrolet team. They are down a lap early here, and the same will soon be said, I believe, for Harrison Burton.
Without a top 10 this year for Austin Dillon, and now a lap down on lap number 29. Heavy duty traffic continues for the race leader Kyle Larson.
Just has to be patient here. He's in the box with Harrison Burton right in front of him. A couple of slower cars down low. He'll move around the outside of the Justin Haley machine, and now he finally has got himself a little bit of open racetrack.
But the second place driver, Bubba Wallace, is absolutely boxed in lap traffic as Austin Dillon lights up the brakes going into turn one.
He's got a car in front of him, a car behind him, and a car directly to his outside. Bubba Wallace again now is just going to have to be patient. He's going to go to the high line behind Austin Dillon, try to bypass Haley.
All right, crew chief. I guess if you're the crew chief for Kyle Larson, you're pretty happy with what you see so far, Todd. If this thing stays green for another 49 laps, I'm not sure your driver won't lap the field. He has got it rolling in the right direction.
He's definitely rolling forward. Got to keep track of what happens with this racetrack. We haven't seen it get. The rubber is kind of changing and building a little bit more. We'll see where that goes through this run and where we can get to.
Here's a great battle for the number three spot. Headed to turn one in heavy-duty traffic. Chase Briscoe working to the inside now of the Chase Elliott car.
Briscoe for Stewart Haas Racing. Chase Elliott for Hendrick Motorsports. Down the back stretch. Oh, they go three wide around one of the slower cars. Briscoe slides through on the bottom.
Picking their way through a minefield is what Chase Elliott and Chase Briscoe are doing at the moment. This is the battle for third, and it is, at the moment, nose to tail.
Elliott has got it. He's going to go to the inside as the lapping process on some of these slower cars continues. He's got about a half a car length in hand over Briscoe as he moves underneath the lap car of Josh Williams.
Josh Williams will fall behind the Elliott car, but in front of the Briscoe machine. Chase Briscoe will dive into turn number one, try to get to the inside.
Briscoe will do that. He pulls even now with Josh Williams at the exit of turn number two. Elliott has taken advantage of that momentary traffic situation to pull away by about a car length and a half.
We're going to complete lap number 35. Next time by for Kyle Larson. He comes across the line right now. 35 complete. Let's give you a look at the running order right now. Kyle Larson waxing the field, but it's early. Bubba Wallace in hot pursuit. They've got some good distance between themselves and Chase Elliott and Chase Briscoe. They go 3-4. Truex right now is fifth. Joey Logano, sixth. Josh Berry, seventh. Ryan Blaney, eighth. Denny Hamlin, ninth. And Kyle Busch is 10th.
Running 11th is Alex Bowman. 12th is William Byron. 13th is Ross Chastain. Brad Keselowski is 14th currently. Austin Cindric, 15th. Todd Gilliland is 16th. And Tyler Reddick, 17th. Ty Gibbs goes 18th. Ryan Preece, 19th. And Eric Jones is 20th.
Right now, 21st belongs to Daniel Suarez. Then Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 22nd. Christopher Bell, quietly, way back in 23rd. Carson Hocevar, 24th. Zane Smith, Carson's teammate, goes 25th. Noah Gregson back in 26th, running in front of John Hunter Nemechek. Chris Buescher, 28th. Corey LaJoie, 29th. Those are the 29 cars on the lead lap. One lap down, now in 30th. is Kaz Gralla.
31st is Harrison Burton. 32nd is Michael McDowell. 33rd is Austin Dillon. 34th is Josh Williams. 35th, Daniel Hemrick. And 36th, Justin Haley.
David Starr right now running in position number 37, and that is a look at the leaderboard on lap number 39, presented by hands-free Skechers slip-ins. No bending down, no touching your shoes, just step in and go with hands-free Skechers slip-ins.
Side by side for the third spot again. Here's Chase Briscoe to the inside of Chase Elliott, working lap traffic. They get by the David Starr car. They're going to go wheel to wheel back into turns one and two.
And once again, lap traffic may decide this one. The Austin Dillon machine is dead ahead. What Dillon does may decide who wins this battle. It's Briscoe on the inside. Elliott on the outside as they hit turn four.
Ford and Chevy battle for third. Briscoe in the Ford. Elliott in the Chevrolet. Elliott is going to lead him back to turn number one. But again, Briscoe downstairs going after Chase Elliott.
Elliott with the advantage, but only by about a fender as they exit turn two. He'll get a good pull off the top of the racetrack and slide back in across the nose of Chase Briscoe.
And that race is going to continue on, still behind the lap car of Austin Dillon, as they give themselves a bit of a breathing effort now as Martin Truex Jr. is pulled up on the back bumper of the Chase Briscoe car. Further back, Josh Berry and Joey Logano playing bumper cars with some of the lap machines.
Down the back straightaway they come. Josh Berry has run this track enough times in a late model stock car to know that sometimes you just got to say, move over, pal, and if they don't want to do it, you move them for themselves, and he's been able to do that. He has got a pretty good run going here in the early on.
Those two Fords running right behind Martin Truex Jr. Martin's got fifth. Joey's got sixth. Josh Berry's got seventh. Denny Hamlin right now boxed in, Dave. He's eighth.
He is behind a couple of those slower lap cars. The David Starr machine to his outside. Right in front of him, Daniel Hemrick. Denny's going to have to wait his turn.
Right now, the car on the move is a Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet with Exalta on the side, and it's William Byron. Started 18th, did Byron, and he is climbing the leaderboard.
That car rotating very well in the center of the corners. He's able to get a jump and come off inside the car in front of him, either in turn two or turn four. He's just picking them off right now, one at a time.
Well, not surprising. It is, in fact, William Byron, and he's just got a ton of talent. He puts it on display each and every week. He won the season opener at Daytona, won again at COTA. Right now, he's climbing the leaderboard. He's up to ninth. For more on Willie B, here's Steve Post.
Jeff, you're not surprised, nor am I. Spent some time with Rudy Vogel this morning and asked him about his car. They felt like they were a top three, maybe top five car in practice, and they just had a bad qualifying run. Started in the 18th spot, and he said, we're so good, it feels so good. We don't need any tricks. We don't need any strategy. We're just going to one at a time pick it off. We've got 400 laps to gain those spots back. And boy, I'll tell you what, the pace he's going now, they're a little ahead of schedule. So William Byron, not a shocker, a really good race car. He has not said one word on the radio about the handling of the car. The performance speaks for itself.
From 18th up to the 9th spot in 48 laps, he continues to work on now, going to the back bumper of the Denny Hamlin car. We've got 31 laps to go in stage number one. Kyle Larson, still the race leader.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you could just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. With new Skechers slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
This March, Wendy's has some amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for $1 and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for $1. Dave single, order in the app. Dave single, get it for $1. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger or March Madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
No change at the front of the field other than the distance between race leader Kyle Larson and second place Bubba Wallace, up to 1.3 second advantage here on the half mile at Martinsville Speedway. Chase Elliott is third, Chase Briscoe fourth, and Martin Truex Jr. rounds out the top five. From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Wherever you cheer, whatever you drive, you'll find Racing Electronics. With Racing Electronics, you'll hear uncensored communication from every team in the race and the broadcast with all your favorite MRN announcers. Hear every heart-pounding pass, pit strategy, and so much more with a scanner and headphone rental. Upgrade to an EasyTalk intercom system to comfortably communicate over the noise of the race. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com. Be race ready. Be RE equipped.
On Thursdays, NASCAR Live goes wide open with some of the biggest names in the sport.
The goal is the same, so the mindset's the same, right? The goal is to win the championship.
And some familiar voices that you might not have heard from in a while.
You know, I thought about going to one of these teams because I'd really like to win the 500.
I never planned any of this to start with, right from the very beginning.
No matter what driver or what era is your favorite, NASCAR Live Wide Open has every corner of the fan base covered. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Continuing to race under the green flag in the Cookout 400. Cookout and Martinsville. Fast cars and fast service. Awesome food at max speed. Cookout is where the hamburgers are char-grilled, always fresh, never frozen. Race through the Cookout drive-thru for a Cookout tray and an iced-cold Coca-Cola.
23 laps remain in stage number one. I would imagine everybody, with the exception of Kyle Larson and maybe Bubba Wallace, are looking forward to getting onto pit road. We'll check down there in just a moment. You know, one of the things that we noticed, Alex, it's not we're used to seeing Kyle Larson dominate races. We've seen it time and time again, but he has never dominated a race here. As a matter of fact, the most laps led for Kyle, and yes, he has gone to victory lane. That day, he led 77 laps total. That's the most laps he's ever led in one event here. He's already led the first 58 straight.
He's got the car going exactly the way he wants it to go right now, but they're going to have to stay on top of the ever-changing track conditions. Right now, changing positions inside the top 10, Dave, Denny Hamlin, William Byron, and Josh Berry.
That's been a pretty interesting three-man battle for the last 3 to 5 laps. Denny Hamlin has got the spot. William Byron just fought his way underneath the Josh Berry machine, and now he's closing on Denny.
So we watch Joey Logano. He is sixth. Right behind him, Denny Hamlin. Behind Denny, William Byron, Josh Berry, and Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch trying to close in and make that a five-man battle as they make their way down the back straightaway. For the moment, everybody's got at least a car length between themselves and their closest pursuer.
They do. As we look up off turn four, near contact, and they do make contact. Three wide, Ryan Blaney, Alex Bowman trying to go to work on the lap car of Josh Williams. Here's Ross Chastain joining the sandbox.
Bowman just overshot the runway coming into turn number three. Late braked it and then had to hang on for dear life as that car skated up the racetrack and into the Josh Williams machine. Everybody got away, so it's Bowman, Blaney, and now Chastain.
And that is the battle just outside of the top 10 right now. Bowman's got 11th. Ryan Blaney goes 12th. Ross Chastain right behind. He's 13th.
Here they come to the back straightaway. Everybody has sorted things out. Chastain will complete his pass on the lap machine of Josh Williams. So they'll go single file now out of four.
Race leaders were enjoying some single file clean racetrack at the start of this race in the first 25-30 laps, Dave. That is no longer. They are working hard now.
There are race cars all over this half mile paperclip. Some of the drivers struggling early that we might not have expected. Chris Buescher has gone a lap down. Kyle Larson moved past him about 5 laps ago. There were high hopes in that RFK Racing camp today for both Chris and for Brad Keselowski. It's been a rough start for Chris Buescher.
Boy, it's been a rough start for a number of drivers. We've got, as we mentioned, a number of drivers already a lap down. Noah Gregson, Chris Buescher, John Hunter Nemechek, Corey LaJoie looked really good here yesterday. He's a lap down. Michael McDowell's a lap down. Austin Dillon went a lap down early on. You mentioned it earlier, Alex Hayden. The man on the move so far through 65 is William Byron. He's up 10 positions since we put him under the green flag.
He really is, and he's picking him up and putting him down as soon as he gets to back bumpers. Michael McDowell, Ryan Preece, they've both gained some positions since the drop of the green flag. And while some gain spots, that means, Jeff, there's other ones that are going the wrong way on the leaderboard.
Justin Haley is down 9. Austin Dillon down 4. Christopher Bell, and that's a surprise, he's down 3. Eric Jones and Christopher's teammate, Ty Gibbs, also down 3.
Good race up off turn number 2 for the number 6 spot, led by Joey Logano.
Plenty of lap traffic in the mix as well. Logano, then Denny Hamlin on the outside. Down low, William Byron. They've got Hamlin pinned behind the David Starr lap machine. They may go 3 wide.
12 laps to go in the stage, watching Joey Logano right behind him. William Byron, 3 wide, contact in the corner.
Denny Hamlin wedges it up the middle, uses the David Starr machine as a guardrail in turn number 1. Everybody gets away unscathed, but Denny's still got company down low from Byron.
And Josh Berry is looking on as they exit turn number 4. Flashing by the start-finish line, Byron to the inside of Denny Hamlin.
William Byron continues his methodical march up through this field. He and Denny Hamlin running door-to-door down the back straightaway. Denny's strong enough to hold him off, at least for the moment, but Byron is right there.
As he dials up the low lane, he will take that Chevrolet to the bottom of the racetrack. To his outside, the Toyota Camry. Denny Hamlin, William Byron. The battle continues right behind Joey Logano.
More lap traffic dead ahead. The Austin Dillon machine is dead ahead. Next one line behind him is Kaz Grala. Those lead lap cars are going to have to navigate the minefield here in turn 4.
Joey Logano is looking at two of those lap machines running side by side. Kaz Grala and Austin Dillon. Neither one of them wants to give up that chunk of real estate.
I guarantee Joey Logano's saying some unsavory things behind the wheel of that Shell Pennzoil Ford. He wants the lap cars to get at least singled out so he can pick a lane. They finally do, but not for long. There goes Grala up the banking and Dillon underneath him.
8 laps to go in the stage. Larson, Wallace, Elliott, Briscoe, Truex, top 5. Then that ongoing battle. Joey Logano, Denny Hamlin, William Byron, Josh Berry.
Joey Logano still being as patient as you could possibly expect him to be as Austin Dillon pounds away at the bottom of the racetrack. Kaz Grala with an ill-handling car has to run the second groove. All those lead lap cars just lined up behind.
And they're going to be poised to sit there at least for a couple of more laps. But Dave, if they want to maximize stage points, they better get with it.
Well, that's right, indeed. You got to make a decision right now because Kaz Grala clearly has the worst car of that bunch, but not bad enough that Austin Dillon's able to bypass him. So for the moment, everybody's just hanging the bottom.
Well, that was bumper cars right there in front of you, Dave. When one car checks up, Joey's on the brakes, then Denny, then William. A little beating and bang, and they stay together off the corner.
So now it's Logano, Hamlin, Byron, Barry, add Kyle Busch to the mix, and now closing in on the back pump. For a Busch, here comes Alex Bowman.
Bowman is there as they all race right together up off of turn number 4. Down to 5 laps to go in stage number 1 as this fight continues off the second turn.
You can't blame Austin Dillon and Kaz Grala for racing hard right now. They've already lost a lap. They certainly don't want to go down 2. They're giving it all they've got, and the leaders have nowhere to go.
4 laps to go, Dave. Kyle Larson off turn number 2, and more drivers right in front trying to stand the lead lap.
Larson has only got about a 5, maybe 6 car length advantage right now. Begins to close in on the lap machine of Zane Smith.
Zane Smith going to try to hang on to the tail end of the lead lap. He does not want to fall a lap down and have to take the free pass. The race leader's off turn 2.
We'll see how hard Kyle Larson wants to pass Zane Smith. If he doesn't do it, Bubba Wallace may make this interesting before the stage is over.
And there's only 2 laps left in that stage, Dave. Here they come off of turn number 4 across the start-finish line. Kyle Larson, Bubba Wallace, separation right now, just a car length.
Here comes Bubba closing in on the back bumper of the Kyle Larson machine. Larson looked high on the Zane Smith automobile. He'll do it again in turn 3.
Off turn number 4, bottom lane wide open. Bubba Wallace is sticking a look to the inside. Nothing there. Larson hangs on to the top spot. We work the final lap of stage number 1.
Larson drifts high in turn 1 again, trying to make his way around the lap car. Here comes Bubba to the bottom. Bubba's got a wheel in on the inside. Larson, though, gets the drive. Into turn 3. The door is open. Here comes Bubba Wallace.
green and white checkered flag is in the air. Stage one done. Who's going to get there first? It will be Kyle Larson as Bubba Wallace slowed dramatically coming off of turn number four. He got a wheel inside and then just bailed out of the throttle. And Kyle Larson picks up the stage win, his fourth of the season. Now we see the caution flag waving along with the green and white checkered flag. Stage one done. Kyle Larson with the stage win over Bubba Wallace, Chase Elliott, Chase Briscoe, and Martin Truex Jr. That's your top five. Joey Logano is sixth. Denny Hamlin, seventh. William Byron, eighth. Josh Berry, ninth. And Kyle Busch, tenth. So it's Kyle Larson picking up stage win, or picking up the stage one win here at Martinsville.
And that look at the top 10 and who scored points in this stage was presented by the Powerball. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, wants to make you a millionaire in Victory Lane. Head to Powerball.com to find out how you can enter the NASCAR Powerball playoff.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
I'm what you might call very good at hide-and-seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my super-secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From Martinsville Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Back at the Martinsville Speedway in the Cookout 400, pit lane is yet to open up. The entrance to pit road in turn number three, we take a look at the lights down there, and they're going to stay illuminated with red right now flashing. So we're going to go around, Jeff, at least another lap or so before they open pit lane.
And we mentioned Todd Gordon, Bubba Wallace bailing out of the throttle, coming off four back to the green and white checkered flag. He said not surprised. He got a fender alongside, but probably realized, I'm guessing, that he was not going to make the pass and no reason to push the issue.
Kyle had a really good run off on corner exit there. He knew he wasn't going to beat him and just gave it up. He had a pretty good separation back to the third place, the third place car. So I think just saving what he can. This is one of those situations. It's going to be interesting to see how the stage one pit cycle works out here. Who does what and where they do with tires. I wouldn't rule out two tires coming on cars right here.
We'll wait and see how it plays out. Green light is now on at the entrance to pit road. That means they can come to pit lane and pit without penalty. It will be lap number 86 for the first round of pit stops. We start our coverage with Kim Kuhn.
Ryan Blaney has the first pit stall upon entry. He cannot put the Bauer down. He also said that the car was getting tight. Very unhappy with that race car as the leaders make their way around the curve. Here is Chase Briscoe. He said he's barely sliding the right rear. Needs more forward drive. Richard Boswell, the crew chief, making a slight air pressure adjustment to get more right rear stability. Four fresh Goodyear tires on. Sunoco Fuel, Daniel Suarez in. His teammate, Ross Chastain. Ross loose in. Good through the Truex Jr. both complaining of tight conditions. Can't turn in the rubber. Steve Post.
Chase Elliott very, very happy with his car. Two tires stopped for Joey Logano. He's long gone. Two tires for Kyle Larson. There goes Seckout second. Bubba Wallace third. Chase Elliott fourth and Denny Hamlin fifth. We see one of the cars, I believe it might be Gilliland, with a chancy wrench in the car, so that's not what you're looking for. They're going to have to bring that car back down. But two tires, the call for Joey Logano, it looked like, and he was in. He was pretty happy with his car. Kyle Larson, just a little tight early, good with his race car. Chase Elliott, just a little free, but again, pretty good with their cars. There's a bunch of good race cars down here on this end of pit road, and they pitted those cars with various strategies. Lap number 87, the end of stage number one.
Well, Todd Gilliland's going to pick up 10 spots on pit road, but he will be back on pit road because he has a jack wrench in the back window of his car. Removing equipment is not going to go well, and we'll see him there. Joey Logano up five, and he is the race leader coming off of pit road in front of Kyle Larson, Bubba Wallace, Chase Elliott, and Denny Hamlin. That's your top five under caution, lap 87. Cookout in Martinsville. Fast service and fast cars. Awesome food at max speed. Cookout is where the hamburgers are char-grilled, always fresh, never frozen. Best way to fill up is with a Cookout tray that includes an ice-cold fountain drink. And Cookout has over 40 fresh shake flavor options. Yummy. So fans, don't forget to race through the Cookout drive-thru for a Cookout tray today. They're open late.
NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fanrewards.
Todd Gilliland politely returning the wedge wrench back to his crew. He has been on pit road and also busted for speeding. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. too fast on pit road. Stage two on deck. Joey Logano will lead the field back to the green flag here shortly from Martinsville Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
Kyle Larson lining up in position number two, Bubba Wallace three, Chase Elliott four, Denny Hamlin five. How in the world did Joey Logano jump five spots? Let's find out. Back downstairs to the postman.
Yes, indeed. Joey Logano happy with his race car as he was rolling forward, and it was just a two-tire stop for Joey Logano, so just right-side tires on the Penske Ford Mustang. I had reported on the pit stop that it was two tires for Kyle Larson. That is incorrect. It was four, and a very quick pit stop got him out second. He wasn't that far behind Joey Logano, so Larson will line up there. I think everyone else, pretty much the front runners, took four tires and Sunoco Racing fuel on that stage break pit stop.
So, Todd Gordon, quickly, do you like the two-tire call on Joey Logano?
Well, we saw this last fall. Eric Amarola in the 10 car did it and hung on to lead for quite a while. I do like the call from Paul and see what happens here.
So we'll find out, Todd, as we get ready to go back underway. It'll be Ford and Chevrolet up front as they wave off the restart. We'll get the one-to-go signal at the line right now so we can reset it for you. Joey, Logano on the inside, Kyle Larson on the outside. Row two will be Bubba Wallace and Chase Elliott. Row number three will be Denny Hamlin to his outside, his teammate, Martin Truex Jr. Row four, teammates there, William Byron and Alex Bowman. Row five, teammates there as well, Chase Briscoe and Josh Berry.
So we're going to go back around one more time before we go back under the green flag. That means the field is coming to the Geico Restart Zone, presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
We'll take the green flag on lap number 93. If you are just joining us, Kyle Larson led wire to wire in stage one. He led 86 laps until he came to pit road. Joey Logano now leads. So it's Logano, Larson, Wallace, Elliott, Hamlin. Top five getting ready to go green.
Here they come up off turn number four. We wait for the Geico restart zone. They really bunch up. Logano waited till very late in the zone, which is perfectly legal. We're racing again at Martinsville.
Perfectly legal and very effective indeed. He is quickly away with the lead. That'll lead the battle for second. Bubba Wallace fills the hole to the inside on Kyle Larson. Wallace goes to second. Larson back to third. He can't shut the door.
Boy, Bubba Wallace sliding up the racetrack right in front of Kyle Larson. Kyle had to go up the racetrack. That opened the inside lane. Denny Hamlin says, I'll take it.
Now it's Hamlin and Larson side by side for position number three. Hamlin on the inside, Larson up high. Kyle's got the advantage into turn three, but he hasn't cleared him yet.
Not yet. Denny Hamlin keeps his nose of his red, white, and black Camry XSE right there to the inside of the ruby and white Chevrolet.
That's a side-by-side battle for position number three. They're two-by-two behind him for about three rows back as well. One of those two-by-two battles will sort out as Chase Elliott jumps down low across the nose of William Byron.
Alex Hayden, do we need to make a note right now on where you restart? Kyle Larson, we know, has a wicked fast race car, electing to start on the outside of Joey Logano, and he's taken a beating.
Yeah, he has. He's given up the second spot. Now he just lost the number three position to Denny Hamlin. Fortunately for Larson, he has a teammate in Chase Elliott, was kind enough to just roll out of the throttle ever so quickly to let Larson back in line. I agree. I think you and I both were very surprised and raised our eyebrows when Larson chose the outside lane.
What are your thoughts, crew chief?
I take the front row, especially on a guy that's at a tire deficit to me. I just think Joey got a really good launch there and cleared him into turn one. That put him, drug Bubba Wallace along with him to put him side by side. I can't give up that front row restart.
Field works up off of turn number two. Joey Logano, if you recall from Steve Post's report, just two fresh tires on the right side of the Shell Pennzoil Ford Mustang Dark Horse. Four fresh Goodyears on the McDonald's Toyota. Second place, Bubba Wallace. And Dave Moody, Bubba Wallace is proving that his four tires seem to have a little more grip.
Yeah, he's keeping company on the back bumper of the Joey Logano machine. There's no question about that. And it'll be interesting to see how long that tire advantage lasts before they even out a little bit between two tires and four.
We got one Team Penske car at the front of the field. That is Joey Logano. You've got another one in the middle of the pack. That is Austin Cindric. He is 14th. Ryan Blaney back to 23rd. He's lost a number of spots. Alex Hayden.
Yeah, he had a problem on the pit stop and had to come back in and make a second pit stop and gave up a ton of track position. Something about the left rear of the race car. And Todd, that puts you back there in the soup and gives yourself a bad opportunity to get roughed up. And we saw that happen not once, but twice.
Yeah, racing there with Daniel Hemric in the 31 car. Daniel got slid up the racetrack, got him kind of crossed up. They're in the middle of three and fours. We're coming to it. But he's battling his way forward. Just, I'm sure Jonathan Hassler is preaching patience right now and trying to keep him calm.
His teammate, Joey Logano, showing the way right now. By the way, Bubba Wallace, unofficially, has been second for 102 laps. He was second to Kyle Larson. Right now, he rides second to Joey Logano. Bubba's got a good car. Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott at your top five on lap 103. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing
Network.
You're
listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR being brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, Madison Street, downtown Durant.
It is the Cookout 400. It is Martinsville Speedway. It's live on the Motor Racing Network. We are 104 laps complete. We have 296 laps remaining. Jeff Striegel alongside Alex Hayden and the crew chief, Todd Gordon. Dave Moody is out in turn number three, covering the action on pit road. Steve Post and Kim Kuhn.
Joey Logano has been able to get away from the front bumper of Bubba Wallace by the tone of a half second. That equals about four car lengths or so here at Martinsville Speedway. Dave, looks like the front 10 are just going to settle in, at least for the moment, at least for now, after they got this round of adjustments to their cars.
That top 10 that Alex is talking about that is settling in here, at least for the moment. Joey Logano in front of Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, who, again, if you're just joining us, led the first 86 laps. He led all the way up until the cars came to pit road to complete stage number one. Larson right now is fourth in front of his teammate, Chase Elliott, his other teammate, William Byron. Chase Briscoe right now is seventh. Alex Bowman, eighth. Martin Truex Jr., ninth. And Kyle Busch, at the moment, is 10th.
Kyle Busch, we haven't talked a whole lot about him. He's driving the blue and white Lucas Oil car today. He's had a rough go of it here as of late, but coming to Martinsville Speedway, a track he's had some success at, gives Kyle Busch a little extra confidence. But when you have the opportunity to get a good practice, a good qualifying spot, and now race inside the top 10, that's a stepping stone after a couple of bad weeks of racing. And Kyle Busch and that team, no, they haven't driven up and grabbed the lead and set the world on fire today, but they're in position. And at this point in the race, just 109 laps into it, they're in a pretty good spot.
They're a two-time winner here, Alex, as you know, but they have got just two, as we
trouble
see
turn three.
Bell.
Christopher Bell's got a flat tire on the right-hand side. Somehow he fishtails his way through three and four without taking a wall down.
Christopher Bell gets back on the gas on the front straightaway, but he is going to gingerly work back into turn one, and he's nearly going to get collected by the lap car of David Starr. See Bell trying to nurse that car under green conditions to pit lane. Here comes the race leader. Bell will fall a lap down.
Logano will go sailing by as Christopher Bell comes to pit road. He's got a flat right front tire. I think the right rear might be down as well. Kind of interesting to think about how that might have happened.